Macintosh Folklore Radio, written by Andy Hertzfeld and Company, and read by Derek Warren. Creative Think by Andy Hertzfeld. Time frame, July 1982. I was in the midst of writing the control manager for the Macintosh Toolbox when my friend Bill Budge invited me to a computer industry seminar called Creative Think. The seminar was being organized by Roger Van Oak, a consultant who had written a book about creativity entitled A Whack on the Side of the Head. I usually avoided both creativity seminars and industry schmoozefests, but Bill had somehow finagled free tickets, and I thought it would be worth it just to see him. Carver Mead gave an interesting talk on newly emerging very large-scale integration chip technology, and some old chip industry veterans recounted amusing war stories. But the last talk of the day was the one that really mattered to me. Last in the lineup was Alan Kay, the inventor of Smalltalk and the Alto, and the driving force behind Xerox PARC. I had read about Alan and had been inspired by his article, Microelectronics and the Personal Computer, in the September 1977 issue of Scientific American, but I had never seen him in person before. Alan's speech was revelatory and was perhaps the most inspiring talk that I ever attended. I grew increasingly excited as he made one brilliant, insightful remark after another and took out my notebook to write as much of it down as I could. Alan was articulating the values behind the work that I was doing, even though he wasn't aware of it at the time, in a way that really resonated with me. After I returned to the office, I transcribed my notes onto a single page and distributed copies to the rest of the team. I still have those notes, so I thought it would be interesting to reproduce them here as an example of some of the thinking that inspired our efforts. Alan Kay's talk at Creative Think, July 20, 1982. Outline of talk: metaphors, magnetic fields, snobbery, and slogans. The best way to predict the future is to invent it. Humans like fantasy and sharing. Fantasy fulfills the need for a simpler, more controllable world. Sharing is important. We're all communication junkies. We have an incredible bandwidth disparity, easy to take in, hard to give out. Our devices have the reciprocal disparity, hard to take in, easy to give out. Metaphors. Computer as medium, like clay or paint. Computer as vehicle. Computer as musical instrument. Magnetic fields. Find a central metaphor that's so good that everything aligns to it. Design meetings are no longer necessary. It designs itself. The metaphor should be crisp and fun. Smalltalk is object-oriented, but it should have been message-oriented. Snobbery. Turn up your nose at good ideas. You must work on great ideas, not good ones. Appreciate mundanity. After all, a pencil is high technology. One goal: the computer disappears into the environment. The computer should not act like it knows everything. The whole notion of programming language is wrong. Slogans. Better is the enemy of best. Relative judgments have no place in art. Systems programmers are high priests of a low cult. Point of view is worth 80 IQ points. Good ideas don't often scale. Remember, it's all software. It just depends on when you crystallize it. People who are really serious about software should make their own hardware. Final advice: content over form. Go for fun.